Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, respond to that which is evil with that which is better. It might be that the one that is your enemy becomes your protective friend. Does that always happen in da'wah? That's a worldly reward, right? A worldly gift. Does it always happen that when we respond with kindness to evil, that the evildoer instead turns and becomes a person who is kind towards you and relinquishes their hostility? No. But Allah Azza wa Jalla says in another ayah, speaking very similarly, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. The ulama say, look at the difference in Surah Al-Ra'd between Fussilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are patient and they establish the prayer, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they give charity in private and in public, and they respond to that which is evil with that which is better, Allah will certainly grant them the best ending. There's no doubt about the Jannah part. Meaning it's bonus, if your goodness towards these people results in them becoming good. That's a bonus. But the thing you can bank on is عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Is that the ending that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you will be so much more worth it than anything that they could have given you in the process. And that's where the true nature of the believer is. That's where you shine. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي. That the one who is considered as someone who is establishing the ties of kinship is not the one who's responding, reciprocating kindness. That's not who wasilul rahim is, the one who establishes the ties of kinship is. The one who's just reciprocating good. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلُ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. He said, the one who Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about when he talks about the reward of establishing the ties of kinship is the one who, when he is cut off, he goes and he reconciles. When you're cut off, you make the effort and you still go and you reconcile. You be that person who swallows the ego, not because of the person that you're going to reconcile with, but because of the reward of the one who put you on this earth with rights of that person upon you and rights of you upon that person. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration also authentic, صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَأَعْتِ مَنْ حَرَمَكْ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establish the ties with those who would cut you off and give to those who withheld from you and forgive those who wrong you. Meaning that's where ihsan truly shows. Again, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not tolerate a climate of abuse. And despite his boundless compassion, he had his boundaries, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at some point, that person who says, you know what? I will lower and lower and lower because anything I decrease in this world for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be increased from him in a time where I will need it more and in a way that's better than I could have got it in this world. And it's not just money we're talking about. You know, subhanAllah, if you read this hadith in its entirety, where he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. When you take it all together, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Charity will never lead to a decrease in your wealth. What scares you when you're about to give charity? You start making calculations, but there's a decrease here. I'm going to lose out on something if I give. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that same vein, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. Allah will not increase you in the quality of al-afw, the quality of being forgiving and pardoning, except that Allah will actually honor you in the process. Think about the people in our congregation and the people that we know in our lives who are forgiving and merciful people. In the moment, it might look like they're being humiliated, but they gain a place of honor, like, mashallah, that's such a well-composed person, such high character, was willing to put out the fire. Allah will increase you in honor, but in the moment you feel like you're getting humiliated. And so you think you're going to decrease in honor by being forgiving. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and no one humbles themselves for the sake of Allah except that Allah Azza wa Jal exalts them.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.